Look how he restates it. Look at verse 9. He restates it again. The righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith. Amen. Let's go home. Don't go. We're not there. But that's it. You can't make it any clearer. But I want you to understand something. There are those who will go to another pastor and say, yeah, but let me show you how you, what you've got to add to that. See, people, this book is written so that you can see it whatever way you want to see it. I see that more and more. I'll show you this one on Sunday morning, and then we have two or three major passages we're going to be looking at. This book is so that you can see it so many different ways, two major different ways. And yet here it is, as clear as that. The righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith. And this is going to establish the gospel model. Now, I'm not there yet. We'll get to righteousness too. This isn't true that if this is the way we get it here, the way we're going to get it here, because I say so, but it is not true just because somebody, whoever they are, says, well, no, it doesn't matter. It's not true because of what we say. We're going to have to go to the Word of God. We're going to have to go to the Bible and find out if we get it over here the same way. And that's the whole purpose of this study, to show you that all salvations, all deliverances by God are the same. The faith issue in the three areas, the righteousness is in the three areas. This establishes the pattern. And I'm teaching here, want you to begin to see the pattern. See the model that is established. How did you do it over here? In fact, this is what he's going to say to the Galatians. How did you do it over there? Keep doing it. To the Colossians. As you received him, walk. Over and over, this is going to keep coming up. And with righteousness, it becomes very profound and very definite that this is the model. So here we have faith. How did you and I receive it? By faith. That's how we receive it. So, God gives, God imputes His righteousness to everyone that believes in Jesus Christ. So, here again we get back to our gospel model. What does it say? It says, my faith, this is our part, accesses, obtains, or allows. Whatever word you like. Access is very good because of a battle that's in the Bible church today. But my faith accesses or allows the power of God. The power of God, and we're going to change it to meet this, is the power of God to deliver, to save, to deliver or to save me, resulting in a righteousness whereby it's based on His doing and therefore no boasting by man. No boasting by man. People, if you and I can do something to get our righteousness, then we can boast. I did this. Boasting is fundamental to the flesh nature. Remember that. Boasting is fundamental to the flesh nature. Boasting, if you recall from our study in spiritual love, 1 Corinthians 13, love does not boast. Why is that so important? Boasting is an immune system to the flesh. Our flesh has immune systems, and you have to be aware of this. Here is the flesh self. Here is the flesh self. And in the flesh self, it has an immune system that will protect the flesh itself. And that immune system is made up of a lot of things. It's made up of boasting. Love does not boast. Love is made up of jealousy. Love is not jealous. The immune system is made up of jealousy, boasting. It's made up of arrogance. See, all of these types of things, anger, all of these things are designed to protect. We spent about 2 hours or an hour and a half Sunday night